So back to the Middle East now. Special Middle East envoy Tony Blair says elements are in place for a ceasefire to end the fighting in the Gaza Strip. But you can see the smoke still rising over Gaza City as the fighting continues. And apparently at least one rocket from Hamas has made it across the border into Israeli territory. The diplomatic standoff is mirrored by the military standoff. Yet is there a favorable environment for diplomacy and a possible ceasefire? Join us to talk about the situation in Cairo with President Mubarak. And also some developments on the Palestinian front is Magdi Abdelhadi, is the Cairo correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Magdi Abdelhadi, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
First of all, with the fighting in the state that it is in, it appears, and a lot of your colleagues have even suggested this from around the region, that this will end when Israel says it ends and not before. I'm wondering what kind of an environment for a diplomatic ceasefire that creates.
Well, clearly, I mean, the military logic has its own momentum, but it is also equally apparent for everybody that both sides want an end. The question is that the fighting, it seems, goes on until each side reaches a point where they think they can dictate to the other the terms of that ceasefire. What Mr. Blair said here, and I have to say he sounded upbeat, he said that the elements of an agreement are in place, and I think everybody understands what he's referring to. He's referring to the Franco-Egyptian initiative, which has, broadly speaking, three elements: a provisional ceasefire to be followed by the reopening of the border crossings and talks on a durable ceasefire. Finally, and crucially, and this is proving to be the sticking point, a new security arrangement on the Gaza-Egypt border to prevent Hamas from continuing to smuggle weapons from Egypt into the Gaza border. Clearly, the Israelis are not prepared to sign up to a ceasefire whereby Hamas can stock arms and pile up for another future confrontation. The Israelis are adamant. They really want that bit in place before they can sign up to a ceasefire. And this is a very sensitive issue. I mean, the idea of foreign monitors has been floated. Hamas said, not on my territory. The Egyptians also said, not on my territory either.
Well, then, Magdi Abdelhadi, is it possible for Egypt to enforce this on its own, even if there's some help from the Palestinian Authority on the West Bank?
Well, I mean, this is a long-running dispute, mainly between the triangle, Egypt, Hamas, and Israel. Has been brought up by the Israelis several times over the past few years that Egypt is not doing enough. Egypt says we're doing all what we can, but we can't stop all the smuggling. Last year, the United States offered the Egyptians some technical assistance, and there seems to be talk of more technical assistance coming from the European Union. Possibly this will be dressed up to make it palatable for the Egyptians. They don't want to be seen as foreign troops on its territory, as technical experts on the Egyptian side of the border. It is still too early to say what the final arrangement would be like, but that is where the position of the various players are at this stage.
Well, let's talk about the quartet. I mean, Tony Blair was famously the orchestrator of that quartet, to torture a metaphor a little bit. But it seems that in the last few weeks, and particularly in the waning hours of the Bush administration, the whole notion of the quartet as having any clout here has really faded. Does Blair talk in terms of resurrecting the quartet as a broker in the Middle East as Barack Obama becomes the American president?
Well, I mean, that is, I mean, the quartet is the, you know, the sponsors of the peace. I mean, the United Nations, America, Russia, and the European Union. It may go to sleep at some time and looks irrelevant when there is fighting, but when peace talks do get started again, it may very well play a role. But crucially, I think what everybody acknowledges that it is the American engagement which really matters. What Blair says or what the quartet says, it is without American backing and more serious involvement in the conflict, things never get going in any direction. The crucial issue, another very crucial issue actually after this, which was touched upon by Mr. Blair in an interview he gave to the BBC, was what will the world do with Hamas? I mean, did the policy of isolating Hamas work? Should the world engage with Hamas? given the fact that after this battle, Hamas will still be around. And I think that is a question that Mr. Obama will have to battle with when he takes office on the 20th of January.
Well, very quickly then, what is the first order of business, in your view, for Barack Obama? To project the United States as a middle-of-the-road broker in the Middle East, or to dictate in some sense to Israel terms of either speaking to Hamas or maybe stopping the fighting?
I think, you know, the people in the Middle East would love, of course, to see Mr. Obama putting more pressure on the Israelis. But ultimately, what America does, it seems to many people, is dictated by the domestic situation in America itself.
Interesting. Magdi Abdulhadi, BBC Cairo correspondent, talking about the diplomatic front in the very frustrating continuing fighting in the Gaza Strip between Hamas and Israel.